Thank you and good afternoon. Since late January, members of the Unified Students of Humboldt have taken residence in the Native American Forum Building on the Humboldt State University campus. During this time, the group has sent out a list of requests to the school, including the rehiring of Dr. Jacqueline Bowman, who was fired back in late October. This garnered a response of counterproposals from HSU President Lisa Rosbacher. Both school officials and the Unified Students met last Wednesday, and both parties released a joint statement today, listing some of the items that have been agreed upon during the mediation. Among those include reforming policy regarding use of the Native American Forum Building, creating a Native American Advisory Council for the school president, and changing the term Thanksgiving break to fall break to show the importance of cultural sensitivity. President Rosbacher said that these are good conversations both parties are having, and she's glad that progress is being made going forward. Another joint statement regarding further agreements is expected to be released in early May. Friday will mark 1 year since the tragic bus accident that involved a FedEx truck on Interstate 5. That bus was on its way to Humboldt State University's spring preview event with a bus full of aspiring college students who were looking forward to observing the campus. 10 people died and over 30 people were injured as a result of the crash, and the community, along with HSU students, were devastated. This Friday, the campus will hold a candlelight vigil to remember those who lost their lives on that day. Survivors of the crash, along with friends, family, and community members, will have a chance to speak during the open mic portion of the vigil as well. The siren that sat atop the Arcata Fire Station in downtown Arcata has been removed and will no longer summon volunteers to a fire, nor will it be used to signal the noon hour. The siren, which was used since 1975, is being replaced with a bell that is currently undergoing refurbishment before it's lifted into place. The bell was originally in place atop the station and was used from 1908 until 1948, and it was donated to the department in the 1880s by a local railroad company. The siren will still be used, however. It will be stored in Eureka and will be brought out to sound the start of the annual kinetic sculpture race, which begins on the Arcata Plaza. The renovation of the downtown fire station is ongoing, and Chief Desmond Cowan said that the building should be ready for firefighters by midsummer. Caltrans and the County Department of Public Works will host an open house tonight at the Manila Community Center to discuss potential improvements to be made to roads and bicycle paths in Manila. Officials will solicit feedback from residents and any alternatives they have for a plan that will be submitted for funding in the coming weeks. Residents can pitch in with their ideas from 5 until 7 this evening. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Equipping police officers with video cameras while on duty has been a topic that has gained increased discussion, not only statewide, but nationwide. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills talked about how EPD is looking into putting cameras on their officers, but details still need to be worked out, along with figuring out how to fund this idea, which doesn't come cheap, according to Mills.
Yeah, we're ready to begin that process. Brian Stevens is responsible for it, but we're doing a ton of research to, A, find not only the best equipment that will last long, because this is a very expensive proposition.
Mills said that it's not just finding durable cameras that can deal with the humble weather that's expensive, but the memory storage in the cameras are the most expensive part.
But most importantly, the storage of that data is what's expensive. People think it's the cameras. It's not. It's the storage. So the cameras run anywhere between $300 and $1,000 a piece. I'm going to outfit somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 of our officers with those cameras. Then, for every gigabyte of data you download, it's so much money.
Mills estimated that memory storage would cost, on average, between $25 and $99 per officer per month. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.